from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The news just came down. Tyler Huntley, Snoop, as he was known to some, has signed back with the Baltimore Ravens. So that is the latest news here. As Jake Volnick put it off air, pretty much always felt like this was a possibility. But interesting that Tyler could have had a chance to re-sign in Baltimore at any point and then chose to do so after getting released by, meaning he didn't have to sign with Cleveland in the first place. And I know, like, I'll be honest with you, I can't be mad at the Browns for signing him. Like, they had to think this far ahead that this could be the thing that would happen. It was always a potential. But, like, I'm not going to hammer Barry and Stefanski for this, nor am I going to hammer Snoop Huntley. I just hate the situation. Sometimes you don't have to blame somebody. You can just address the fact that you hate this. And what I hate about it is Tyler Huntley was in that quarterback room. It'd be totally different if it was a defensive tackle. Be totally different if it was a safety, right? Because they're not going to know everything that goes into that quarterback room. Tyler Huntley did. Now Tyler Huntley's back in Baltimore. Now, you know, baseball has been consumed with their next big fix. And I'm excited for this Pittsburgh-Cleveland series, mostly because I think it's an opportunity to continue to be on the right side. And I'll be honest with you, it was a good win on Wednesday against Kansas City. But I think there's a lot going on in that Guardians locker room. And I had heard that you didn't really hear from anybody after the win, that the atmosphere was a little closed off on Wednesday. And if the Guardians are getting to a point where, and this is me reading through the tea leaves, it seems like the Guardians are getting to a point where they're frustrated at being asked about their own struggles. And it sure seems like they're shooting the messenger. And I totally understand that this is a younger team. And I totally understand that nobody likes when people are critical of them or they question their abilities or question. I'll just say, my hope is that whatever happened Wednesday, where there was some sort of delay in talking to the media and seemed to be a limited desire to engage with the media, my hope is that the Guardians understand that they have played themselves into this situation and that they can easily play themselves out. I understand the fundamental principle that we like when nice things are said about us and we don't like when mean things are said about us or things we don't like that are said about us. That being said, if you're a baseball player or a plus-size radio host, it is an occupational hazard and there are better ways to deal with it than maybe the ways. Just speculating here that maybe the Guardians are dealing with it. But this series is important because you should take this. You really should. I really, really think you should take this series. And I honestly think that you should sweep this series. No Paul Skeens. I know the Pittsburgh bats have kind of perked up recently. But this Pittsburgh team is playing some of their worst baseball. And while we talk every day about how the Guardians haven't quite figured it out, the Guardians, oh, are they going to fall out of the lead in the AL Central? Pittsburgh's fallen from kind of the middle of the pack in the NL Central to the bottom of the pack. And I believe, it was yesterday morning maybe, they're 11 games below 500. This is a series where a series win should be the expectation, and it wouldn't pain me if you thought that they should sweep the Pirates. You have the pitching matchup, or at least a push in every one of these games. And you're at home. and you're playing something and they're not. And you're a better led organization. No, and this is not about Derek Shelton, who used to work here. It's more about how they actually run that thing from top to bottom. Like, Pittsburgh is Cleveland if they had the worst ownership in sports. I don't know if anybody saw Mark Cuban tweeted. Somebody had mentioned that they wanted Mark Cuban to buy the Pittsburgh Pirates because the Pittsburgh Pirates ownership consistently underwhelms and underspends and basically just collects the money through revenue sharing and never puts it back into the club. Sound familiar? Well, that Pittsburgh is what happens if that's actually the case. And Mark Cuban was like, nope, they're not going to sell. They're quite content doing what they're doing. I think the Dolans haven't sold because I think they're waiting for their elder statesmen to no longer be in the picture. And that's the nicest way. I don't want to put it in like a mean incendiary way, but I think there's a sensitivity to the people who helped them buy the team. That's always been my opinion. I don't think they're cheap. I don't think they're necessarily the biggest spenders. But I think if you look at Cleveland and Pittsburgh, there were so many similarities, and I think you can definitely see which one of those organizations is led better and which one of those organizations actually does have an organization committed to winning ideas and winning year in and year out. And that does start with the ownership. You might not like the Dolans. They are better than the Pirates, and we're going to take that. But I actually think, you know, baseball keeps looking for their next big fixes, and I do. I do not think the Guardians need to be fixed. I actually have some fixes that we're going to get to. Here's the thing. I think what they really need is time. But I have a few solutions that I think might help speed up the turnaround for the Guardians. Before we get to that, baseball itself, they keep looking for their next big fix. They really rapidly repopularized the game with the new rules, and whether it's the pitch clock, whether it's changing some of the defensive tactics and how often you're allowed to move defenders and where you're allowed to move them. There's still some issues. Like, this game still is tilted a little too much towards pitchers, even though you can't keep guys healthy to save the way. And, oh, by the way, another issue is the fact you can't keep them healthy. But I actually think baseball's next big fix, like the big one, like the oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this, is actually obvious, and it absolutely involves Cleveland, and it involves Pittsburgh, and it involves Cincinnati. And we asked James Rapine, you know, hey, if Cincinnati and Cleveland were in the same, I don't know why I said we, I did it, but I asked James Rapine, if those two teams were in the same division, would they be serious rivals? And his answer was, yeah, if they're both winning at the same time. And I think that kind of makes sense. I think that's baseball's next big fix. And I don't think it's going to happen until baseball decides when and where to expand to. I think baseball's next big fix is to make sure that teams geographically make more sense in there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our divisions. Because I think, like, I keep looking at having to compete with Detroit. Detroit is a top 10 market. And even though they don't always spend like it, Detroit is and should be a team that's capable of running this division if they just spend right and build right. Chicago White Sox. We've been lucky that the Chicago White Sox don't spend the kind of money that they could spend because Jerry Reinsdorf is a bad owner. Minnesota's a bigger market team than you. They're also, was it 12-hour drive away? I think the next big fix, and listen, I don't know what to do with cities like New York and Chicago where they have two teams, or LA where you've got the Dodgers and Angels. But at some point, we need to get into a spot where, from a divisional standpoint, we can have rivalries that drive baseball outside of New York, Boston, St. Louis, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And I don't think there's anything the Royals can ever do to truly be the Guardians' rivals, mostly because it has more to do with fan travel than it does anything to do with the fact that their windows of contention haven't lined up right. It is impossible to get a road trip to Kansas City for a 3-game set. Well, it's not impossible, but if you have to still work, it becomes impossible real quick. It's not that hard to catch a four-hour drive down to Cincinnati and back in a quick turnaround, or a 2-hour drive to Pittsburgh and back, or in case of Detroit, which I think is the team we've had the most friction with, in terms of. I think that's another team that's just a absolute. You put Detroit, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland in the same division, and I think over time fireworks will happen. Because if I can say the same thing about Cleveland, Pittsburgh's a pretty short drive for Detroit. Cincinnati's a pretty short drive for Detroit. What you do with the other, I don't really care. As long as those four teams are in the same division, and it will, I do think it will happen, and it means eliminating or reconfiguring what the AL and NL are, that's the next fix. And so every time Pittsburgh's in town, or you go to Pittsburgh, or when you go to Cincinnati, and they try to play on the NFL rivalries, I just don't think it's going to matter until you're in the same division competing for a AL Central or NL Central, whatever division it is, a divisional crown on any given year. And here's the other big thing. Three of those teams are afflicted by the same problem, which is mid to small market ownership. 216-474-0092. I will ask you guys, I'm going to throw this out there, whether you would like to see the Guardians in the same division as the Pittsburgh Pirates.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.